This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The Philippines woke up to a new but familiar political dawn on Tuesday after an election triumph by Ferdinand Marcos Jr. paved the way for a once unimaginable return to the country's highest office for its most notorious political dynasty. Marcos, better known as Bongbong, trounced bitter rival Lenny Roberto to become the first candidate in recent history to win a Philippines presidential election majority, marking a stunning comeback by the son and namesake of an ousted dictator that has been decades in the making. Marcos fled into exile in Hawaii with his family during a 1986 people power uprising that ended his father's autocratic 20-year rule and has served in Congress and the Senate since his return to the Philippines in 1991. Marcos's runaway victory in Monday's election looked certain when early results of an unofficial vote poured in, and with 95% of the eligible ballots counted, he had more than 30 million votes, double that of Roberto. An official result is expected around the end of the month. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday he's worried Russian President Vladimir Putin does not have a way out of the Ukraine war, and Biden said he was trying to figure out what to do about that. Biden, speaking at a political fundraiser in a Washington suburb, said Putin had mistakenly believed the invasion of Ukraine would break up NATO and break up the European Union. Instead, the United States and many European countries have rallied to Ukraine's side. Russia's assault on Kiev was beaten back in March by strong Ukrainian resistance. Russia, which calls the invasion a special military operation, has been